بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد عن ابي ذر جندب بن جنادته وابي عبد الرحمن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنهما عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اتق الله حيثما كنت واتبع السيئه الحسنه تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. This hadith is narrated by two of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first being a Sahabi by the name of Abu Dharr Jundub ibn Junadah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He's from amongst the early Muslims. And after accepting Islam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent him to his tribe to preach Islam. At that time, half his tribe accepted Islam and the balance accepted Islam after Hijrah. He passed away in a place called Radhba in the 32nd year of the Hijrah, and 281 ahadith are narrated from him. The second Sahabi, Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is the more famous Sahabi, as he would be known as the leader of the ulama of the Ummah in the Day of Judgment. He accepted Islam at the age of 18. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 6 months prior to his demise, he sent Mu'az bin Jamal radiallahu ta'ala anhu as the governor of Yemen. He passed away in the plague of Amwas, which was a famous plague in which many, many thousand Sahaba ikram passed away, which occurred in the area of Jordan or Palestine. It was the 18th year of Hijrah. His age was only 34. 157 ahadith are narrated from him. Both these Sahaba narrate and they say that from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اِتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتَ, that adopt taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you are, that is at all times. Follow an evil deed with a good deed which will wipe out the effect of the evil deed, and deal with people, integrate yourself with people with good akhlaq and with good character. Find that there are three concepts that are mentioned in this hadith, the first and foremost of which is that of taqwa. Normally this word taqwa, various types of translations we hear of it. Loosely translated, generally we hear with this, when it comes to the word taqwa, that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, sometimes it is translated and meaning that adopt piety. The meaning of this word taqwa is, it has a very, very broad meaning in Sharia, to such an extent that some ulama ikram have given the interpretation of this word taqwa to mean that carry out every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you are supposed to carry it out and abstain from every prohibition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where this meaning is derived from, we see in many, many places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to taqwa. The Quran starts also, Alif Lam Mim Dhalikil Kitab. La rayba fi hudan lil muttaqin. This is the book, in it there is no doubt. It is hidayat for the muttaqin, people of taqwa. And then Allah Ta'ala goes on to explain what is taqwa. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb wa yuqimuna as-salah wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun walladhina yu'minuna bima unzila ilayk wa ma unzila min qablik wa bil akhirati hum yuqinun. Who are the muttaqin? Those who believe in the unseen. Establish salah, discharge their zakat, they believe in the Quran and believe in every book that was revealed before the Quran. Somewhere else in Surah Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ وَآتَى الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَالسَّائِلِينَ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَى الزَّكَاةَ وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ. Long description is given. Piety is what? To believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to believe in the revealed books, to believe in the malaika of Allah ta'ala, to establish salah, to discharge zakat, and to spend freely, spend your wealth, despite the love that you have for it, despite the attachment that you have for it. Who are the people of taqwa? They are those who spend upon the poor, spend upon their poor relatives, spend upon freeing the slaves, spend upon the musafir who is abandoned, spend in the various avenues, adopt, establish salah, fulfill their zakat, adopt sabr and patience at the time of difficulty. After this long description, Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هُمُ الصَّدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. These are the people of taqwa. Somewhere else Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ Jannah has been prepared for the people of taqwa. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ Who are the people of taqwa? They are those who in ease and in adversity spend in the way of Allah. Swallow their anger, forgive the people. So the meaning, my respected brothers, is that this is a very, very broad term, taqwa. And this is why ulama have given this meaning of it, that carry out every command of Allah and abstain from everything which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. Once when Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala was asked that what is taqwa? Describe taqwa. He said, visualize in your mind a very narrow lane which is covered on both sides by thorny trees. How will you navigate? So this person responded that I will shrink my clothes, I will pull away from where the thorns are, and I will go in this direction and that direction in order to cross. So he said that is taqwa. This life, both sides, what are the thorns, the temptations to break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the clear path, the narrow lane, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So staying away from temptation, staying away from haram, remaining upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is taqwa. Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu ta'ala who explaining the verse ittaqullah haqqa tuqati. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, have taqwa of Allah to its haqq. So they asked him to explain this. He said, an yuta'a fala yu'sa, wa tudhkar fala yunsa, an yushkar fala yukfar. He said, what is taqwa? What is the haqq of taqwa? That you obey Allah at all times. You don't disobey Allah. You remember Allah and you never forget Allah. You show your gratitude to Allah and you are never ungrateful to Allah. Maymun bin Mihran rahmatullah alayhi, when he was asked to explain who is a muttaqi, what is taqwa, he said, al-muttaqi ashadda muhasabatan li nafsi min ash-shariki ash-shariki li sharikihi. He said, if you have a partnership business and one of the partners is a very miserly person, is a person who counts every penny, how he will demand the hisab of that business like that for you to become conscious and make hisab of your nafs. Like a miserly partner will count every penny in the hisab of a business, for you to make hisab of your nafs in such a same in the same manner, that is a person of taqwa. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, ittaqullaha haythuma kunt. Adopt taqwa, adopt the consciousness, the piety, the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, haythuma kunt. Haythuma kunt means 24 hours of every day. Every condition, every situation, every circumstance, let your companion be Allah's taqwa. Allah give